This is Barry Eisen. Welcome. The purpose of this recording is to share with you five powerful ideas that you can use right now to take your business or personal life to a higher, more satisfying level. There is a hypnosis session as part of this download to be listened to at any appropriate time. My online Life Skills Seminar is filled with practical and usable ideas, and a personalized hypnosis session is created for each student. You can check that out further on my website if you relate to what you're about to hear. It's a fun, easier approach to making important life changes that matter. First, I'll share with you five important ideas you can use right now that can make a difference for you immediately. Number one, read or listen to personal development for at least 30 to 45 minutes every day. You never benefit by the book you don't read. You can't pick up a bad book. Whether it's the Bible, or Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, or Malcolm Gladwell's books, or any of the motivational or neuroscience books available, stimulating the brain is more than the individual stories that you'll get. It's creating a positive mindset to help make the better decision. It makes you bulletproof to the negativity so many people get stopped by. Need some different perspectives? Need a fresh breath of energy and ideas? Then read or listen to personal development for at least 30 minutes every day. When you do, take notes. Jot down those ideas that make your head nod, make you smile, or make you gush out loud. Don't read or listen to a great thinker who's done their homework like you're reading fiction. Consciously incorporate what you've written into your life right away. The ideas you learn and this habit of positively provoking your mind will become part of you over a short period of time. Especially if your moods swing up and down or your self-esteem has been taking some serious hits, learning and employing new positive perspectives will take you out of your egocentric predicament and turn your attitude around. If you're already doing well, you'll be a sponge for ideas that will take you to another level. Worth your time to do this? You betcha. Apply yourself to at least 30 minutes per day of personal development. Number two, keep a gratitude journal, and before going to sleep, write at least 3 to 5 experiences from that day for which you're grateful. As we view our day, we typically emphasize more of what's negative to neutral. It does a mind good to search for that which you're grateful. It might have been a deal that was closed, a test that was passed, the warmth of eye contact you had with someone that made you feel good. It could have been the better eating decision you made, the one golf shot out of 18 holes that you played, or the look on someone's face after you complimented them for doing something they did. You may have to dig deep on some days. Do it anyway. It's healthy, and it will make a difference in how you see the world and make decisions. You'll find yourself doing things during the day, doing things with more consciousness because you know you'll get to write them down later. We work for the feel-goods in life. Consistently keep up your gratitude journal. Number three, Einstein once said, "You can't solve a problem with the same mind that created it." If you're an entrepreneur, and in many other situations that warrant this, get an accountability coach. This doesn't have to cost you anything. I've worked with thousands of entrepreneurs. Very few of the successful ones do it all by themselves. Like successful athletes, having another person's perspective gives us not only accountability, but also honest feedback. It's almost impossible to objectively evaluate your own performance. The ego just gets in the way. You can't see clearly from only having an inside viewpoint of yourself. Select the right coach or accountability buddy, not just someone who is available. If you have a hard time getting to the gym consistently, who can you team up with to share the ride and push you beyond yourself? What study buddy will keep your feet to the fire and make you live up to your commitments? What other salesperson or coach will keep you mindful of your intentions? Don't engage a cheerleader who will rah-rah you on. Find someone who will tell you the truth. A half an hour per week is all you need to at least get started. One of you talks about what the last week produced, the other listens. Listen well and give your honest feedback. You don't have to be tough. A person accounting for their own week out loud is usually enough for them to want to do better and be able to tell a better story next time. Take turns. Take notes and watch the production rise. Be smart. Get a coach. Number 4. Many of the people that I've coached have had a few issues in common to begin with. Losing focus, feelings of stress and knowing that they were way less time efficient than they could be. Here enters the idea first introduced many decades ago in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, of the to-do list. When I bring this idea up, most everyone says how when they used to use a to-do list, their lives were more manageable and productive. I ask them why that sounds like a history lesson from long ago, and no one has a real answer. I hear, I got so busy, you know how things are, the dog ate my homework, all justifications that make it easier to live with ourselves temporarily. Stop the excuses and get back on track. The best time to write a to-do list is just before you go to sleep each night. Write down all the things you'd like to do the next day, from picking up the groceries to dropping the kids off at practice to the major business appointment. Write it all down. When you get these things down on paper, you'll get a better night's sleep, as the critical portion of your mind that works to keep you safe and aware can relax also. As you go through your day and write things down to do or to remember, you'll typically use digital recorders, your computer or smartphone's calendar, the stick-em notes placed on the edge of your computer screen. But at the end of the day, bring it all together on a single piece of paper. Prioritize your list with an A for the priorities, B for the things you get to do next, and a C for those things that, if they didn't happen, wouldn't matter if they didn't happen for 2 or 3 more days. As you carry this paper and a pen around with you during the day, refer to the list, stick to it in the face of distractions, and cross off things that you do. Each time you cross something off, you'll get a positive feeling. That's about the brain chemical dopamine moving through the pleasure centers of your brain. The more things you cross off, the better you do, and you're taking care of your life. And that always feels good. Number 5. The aforementioned ideas and so many other good ones are nothing but intellectual gymnastics unless they're used with consistency that makes a difference. To change one's mindset is where we get stuck and where the inconsistencies lie. This is what hypnosis and learning self-hypnosis addresses best. Self-hypnosis is a mental exercise. Just like the physical exercise of doing push-ups, where your arms and chest develop, exercising the brain develops those regions of the brain that engage in decision-making, changing habits and attitudes, and improving memory. Habits and attitudes that we have were learned. To be relearned and taken to a higher level, we need to replace the mediocre, stuck stuff with what we want instead. Hypnosis will speed up the learning process 2 to 5 times. Hypnosis is the deepest form of relaxation, where endorphins that repair and regenerate the body are more prevalent, and the neurotransmitters like serotonin facilitate learning and memory. A short 10 to 15 minute session of hypnosis is an equivalent to 1 hour to 2 hours worth of deep sleep. If you could use more energy and the ability to fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up with energy, would that be important? And it's said that fatigue makes cowards of us all. All you need to do is learn and apply these powerful sessions properly. Hypnosis sessions begin with relaxation, not so much for the body as for the mind, to still the critical conscious portion of the brain that overthinks and keeps you stuck repeating the past. In a mentally relaxed and focused state, the suggestions or goals you're working with become internalized faster and deeper, creating more effortless change and better decision-making. Neuroscientists say the brain cells that fire together wire together. In practical terms, it means you become what you think about. I've recorded a session that you can listen to in a moment. For the most effective and powerful program available today in the area of personal development and growth, I refer you back to my website to preview my comprehensive Life Skills Seminar. It combines the most effective state-of-the-art self-hypnosis, goal-setting, and time management systems. It contains the how-tos of creating the most powerful suggestions and sessions for yourself, plus a recorded session to model. Perhaps the most powerful aspect of the seminar is the follow-up. It's a personalized hypnosis session that I will create for you from a list of goals you'll send me after the seminar. You can get all of this in the convenience of your own home and learn and grow at your own pace. I am available to answer your specific questions, and my blog will keep you informed and updated with the best usable information in the personal development field. Just one more comment before the hypnosis session begins. It's not about knowledge. It's about shift and resulting changes in behavior, and that's what the Life Skills Seminar is about. It's fun and almost magical. Please do check out my website at barryeisen.com. But for now, or when you can listen, I'd love you to enjoy a hypnosis session that I've recorded for you. It's about 10 minutes in length. For more information, check out my website at barryeisen.com and specifically the Life Skills Seminar. So if you're ready, find a comfortably relaxed, seated position and close your eyes. Uncross your arms, your legs, your hands. Put a slight spread to your fingers just to allow the circulation to move. Concentrate now on the sound of my voice and allow yourself to relax. Become aware of your facial muscles, relaxing your eyes, separating your teeth. If your jaw drops down and open, this will simply promote free and easy breathing. Let your shoulders slump. Feel the heaviness extending right down from your arms through your fingertips. Allow your back and your hips to melt, drift, and float into whatever it is that you're leaning upon with comfort and ease, as though you were becoming part of it. Your stomach and chest muscles relax more with each breath. You may become aware of your body metabolism slowing to normal, natural, and very healthy levels. Relax your legs from your hips through the bottoms of your feet. And now take a comfortably deep breath in and hold it for a moment, and as you exhale that breath, repeat inwardly and silently, 1, I feel comfortable and deeply relaxed. And when you've done that, take a second comfortably deep breath in, and as you exhale it, repeat inwardly, 2, I feel fine and wonderful. And let it go. When you've done that, take a third comfortably deep breath in, and as you exhale it, repeat inwardly, silently, meaningfully, 3, I'm relaxing deeper than ever before. Now imagine that you're looking at a lake, perhaps a small but a very calm one. Imagine that you're picking up a stone, throwing it into the center of the water, creating ripples that will simply represent the way that you're thinking right now, the energy within your mind. As you see the lake becoming more and more calm, more and more smooth, so too your thoughts become more calm, more smooth, more at ease and at peace. See the lake becoming smoother and smoother, now completely smooth, looking like a polished glass or mirror, as you continue to relax physically, mentally, and emotionally. Now bringing all of your focused awareness, all of your concentrated attention to the bottoms of your feet, become aware of the tingling sensitivity of your own circulation, and turn it into a deep, penetrating, powerful movement of relaxation. You may see it, feel it, and imagine it moving through your toes, arches, heels, as though from the inside a thousand fingers were massaging every muscle and every nerve. This flow of relaxation travels through and around your ankles into your lower leg muscles, imagining these muscles from the inside as though they were melting, dripping into shimmery pools of liquid there. The flow of relaxation travels through and around your knees upward into your upper leg muscles that now release and relax like hands filled with rubbery rubber bands, letting go completely. The flow of relaxation travels up into your lower back. Imagine your lower back muscles unraveling, unwinding, becoming long and loose and limp as the flow of relaxation travels up your backbone into the middle portions of your back, where you allow it to touch, release, and relax muscles you didn't even know you had. This flow of relaxation continues higher through your shoulders and shoulder blades, moving deeply through muscles that sometimes hold on to tightness and tensions. Feel your shoulders slumping, feeling the normal, drowsy, calm heaviness of muscles at rest. And now from around your back, through your sides, into your stomach and chest, the front portion of your upper body relaxing more comfortably, more completely with each breath. You may become aware of your body metabolism slowing to normal, natural, very healthy levels. With each breath, you turn more inward, achieving a more dynamic, a more intuitive, a more creative, a more powerful state of being. And the deeper you allow yourself to relax, the more comfortable you become and the more wonderful you feel. And now from the tops of your shoulders extending down your arms, like a massage working its way through your upper arm muscles, follow that flow of relaxation down through your elbows into your forearm muscles. From there, bring it down through your wrists, moving it around your hands, enveloping your fingertips, where again you may feel the tingle of circulation. Now, using your creative and very powerful imagination, imagine now that all worries, tensions, anxieties, ill health, negativity, fears, self-doubts, from whatever the source, imagine these to be drifting from your mind, flowing gently down your shoulders and arms, and now imagine them escaping into the nothingness from where they've come. With every breath that you exhale, they're drifting farther and farther. Your neck and throat completely relax. The breathing passageways become free and clear and open, and this wave of relaxation extends up and over the back of your head, now moving throughout your scalp, down across your facial muscles, relaxing your eyes and the muscles within your cheeks and jaw. And now as I count backward from 10 to 1, with each number's awareness, let yourself relax a little bit deeper. So deep that by or at the count 1, you'll be at least 2 or 3 times deeper relaxed than you are at this time, open to only positive and beneficial thought and suggestion, and able to recreate that level of deep concentrated relaxation in your own upcoming sessions. Let it happen, and it will. Imagine the number 10. With it, feel your arms and legs growing heavier and heavier as muscles continue to release and relax. 9, going deeper and more inward with each breath. 8, all outside noises, sounds, and distractions, even the chatter inside you, will serve to focus and relax you more. 7, go deeper. 6, still deeper. 5, letting go of any resistance from within, moving through and beyond that. for all physical discomforts, disorders that serve no beneficial purpose are leaving you completely. 3, you feel wonderfully well physically, mentally, and emotionally. 2, still deeper. And now go even deeper with a comfortable breath. 1. Still focusing on the sound of my voice, internalizing each positive and beneficial thought and suggestion. Imagine yourself filled with and covered with a white healing light, and it moves through every cell, fiber, and pore of your entire being. Everything it touches becomes perfect. All of your systems working in harmony, with excellence that gets better every day. You begin each day with a positive energy that lasts throughout your entire day. Throughout your day, you communicate at the highest level available to you, as an excellent listener and speaker, as assertive as you need to be, befitting the appropriateness of each given situation. You use your photographic memory to retain names, faces, facts, figures, conversations, and you have instantaneous, accurate access to this information at any time you so desire it. When you go to sleep at night, you fall asleep quickly, sleep thoroughly and deeply through each night, and wake up fully refreshed at your designated time in the morning, looking forward to each day with great physical energy and enthusiasm. Throughout the day, you attract positive people, positive business situations, excellent health and vitality to you, like a powerful magnet attracts metal. In fact, every day, in every way, you're getting better and better and better. Now, at the conclusion of this session, either allow yourself to drift into a deep natural sleep, or count up from 1 to 6, experiencing great energy when you open your eyes. Either go to sleep or count up now.